the impact of small changes in seating posture on skin vitality. Iris Hugen Dorn 1, 2, Jasper Rinaldi 2, Bart F. J. M. Copeman 1, Job H. Bjork 1, 2, Hans S. Redman 1. 1 University of Twente, and Schied, the Netherlands. 2 Rosing Research and Development, and Schied, the Netherlands background. Prolonged sitting, and a sedentary lifestyle in general, has detrimental effect on the human body. It increases the risk for diabetes, cardiovascular and chronic diseases, frailty, morbidity and mortality. Hamilton, Healy, Dunstan, Zderek, and Owen, 2008, Owen, Healy, Matthews, and Dunstan, 2010, Van Ufferlin et al., 2010, Wilmot et al., 2012, and for those with limited mobility or sensory function, prolonged sitting induces a high risk of tissue damage and could eventually lead to pressure ulcer development, Coleman et al., 2013, NPUAP and EPUAP, 2009. While seated, the pressure under the seat and especially around the bony prominences of the ischias tuberosities increases, resulting in compression of the tissue and blockage of the microcirculation. To prevent tissue damage, it is essential to reduce the peak pressure under the seat and offload the tissue in time. Whitmore, 1998. Healthy young individuals reduce the sitting load by moving or re-sitting every 8 minutes, on average, J. Rinalda et al. 2009. And for those with limited mobility or sensory function, there are pressure-reducing cushions to reduce and redistribute the pressure under the seat. But for those that cannot move or reposition in time independently, a pressure-reducing cushion is probably not enough to offload the tissue and prevent tissue damage. These persons will need a more dynamic system that actively changes the load distribution under the seat. An example of such a system is the experimental DynaSit chair that independently controls the seating posture to redistribute the load and increase perfusion under the tubera. Jasper Rinalda, Van Geffen, Snuoke, Jannink, and Reitman, 2010, Van Geffen, Rinalda, Velting, and Copeman, 2008. But this chair was built for experimental purpose and is in its current form not suitable for clinical practice. Another option for offloading is a backwards tilt or recline of a chair. Previous studies show that tilting angles of 30 degrees or more backwards are beneficial for increasing tissue viability and relieve the pressure under the tubera. Henderson, Price, Brandstater, and Manduk, 1994, Jen, Jones, Rabadney, Foreman, and Thiessen, 2010, Sonnenblum and Spriegel, 2011. But these large postural changes can be very disturbing for the user, as they could interfere with daily and social activities. Therefore is the objective of this study whether small changes in seating posture also can increase tissue viability and counteract the effects of long-term sitting in healthy young subjects. A normal motorized care chair with stand-up module is the starting point of this study to assure feasibility in practice. Methods. Subjects. 10 healthy young, age 26, plus minus sign 4 years, weight 71, plus minus sign 9 kilograms, length 1.78, plus minus sign 0.9 meters, 5 male, 5 female. Subjects were recruited for this study from the local university. Criteria for exclusion were smoking, skin conditions, vascular disease, e.g. diabetes, or an operation on the lower back or seat. Prior to the experiment, all subjects read and signed an informed consent in which the objective and experimental protocol was explained. The protocol was approved by the Medical and Ethical Committee of MST Enschede, the Netherlands. Experimental setup. To investigate the effect of automatically imposed changes in seating posture on the skin viability under the tubera, an electrical control care chair, VarioFitForm, WELLCO International BV, The Netherlands was connected with an operating system, Wi-Fi connection to a laptop or tablet, controlling the motions of the chair. The operating system allowed for control of the backrest and seat angle, folding and unfolding of the footrest and actuation of the stand-up module. The measurement conditions were pre-programmed in the operating system, and when actuated by the researcher, the chair automatically changed the seating position, and thereby the seating posture of the subject. Tissue viability was measured with two sensors connected to the oxygen to CO2C, LEA Medizin Technik Gießen, Germany. The O2C combines laser Doppler flowmetry, 830 nanometers and 30 megawatts, and white light tissue spectroscopy, 500-800 nanometers, 1 nanometer resolution. 20W for non-invasive measurement of tissue oxygenation and skin blood flow. The two sensors allow simultaneous measurement at two measurement depths, approximately 1 mm depth, superficial or cutaneous, and maximal 8 mm depth, deep or subcutaneous. Each sensor was placed at the skin under the Aegeus tube rosettes, superficial sensor on the left, deep sensor on the right. Protocol. Figure 1. Overview of measurement conditions with the chair. Top left, 1A, neutral position of the chair. Bottom left, 1B, example of small change in sitting position. The seat and backrest are tilted backwards. Top right, 1C, reclined position of the chair. Bottom right, 1D, example of dynamic motion in reclined position. Prior to the experiment, the sitting height of the chair and the footrest dimensions were adjusted to the subject, and the subject was made familiar with the movements of the chair. The sensors were placed on the two barrel in a side-lying position with the hips and knees 90 degree flexed, as if sitting on a chair, followed by an unloaded baseline measurement and a loaded baseline measurement in neutral sitting position. See Figure 1A. The first experimental part was to test the effect of a very small, 1 degree, 2 degrees or 3 degrees change in seating posture from a neutral position. See Figure 1B. Each condition consisted of two tilts backwards, each of 1 degree, 2 degrees or 3 degrees, and then two tilts forwards, each of 1 degree, 2 degrees or 3 degrees, therefore starting and ending in neutral position. The second experimental part was to test the effect of a dynamic, rocking motion in a reclined position. First, a baseline measurement was performed in a reclined position, see Figure 1C. The dynamic motion consisted of a dynamic motion between 20 degrees and 30 degree tilt backwards with unfolded foot rest, see Figure 1D. Two angles between seat and backrest were tested. Backrest in a neutral position, 90 degrees, and backrest in an open position, 104 degrees. Between each condition, baseline and experimental, the subject stood up for at least 2 minutes to neutralize the effects of the previous measurement. Data analysis. The tissue viability data of the O2C is analyzed in MATLAB 2014b. Missing values were estimated using linear interpolation, and the baseline during normal sitting was calculated. All experimental conditions are normalized by this baseline. For each condition are the mean oxygenation and blood flow, superficial and deep, calculated per subject. Hereafter total group means were calculated per condition. Statistical testing was done in IBM SPSS Statistics version 22 with Greek small letter alpha equals 5% to test whether the static and dynamic conditions were statistical different from normal sitting. A one sample t-test is performed to test for statistical difference between the tilting angles. A repeated measurement analysis was performed. Results. During the baseline measurement in neutral position, the oxygenation was superficially 46.7, plus minus sign 16.5%, and deep 62.5, plus minus sign 11.0%, and the blood flow was superficially 23.8, plus minus sign 15.3 AU, and deep 90.9, plus minus sign 41.1 AU, for the total group of 10 healthy young subjects. All other conditions are normalized to the baseline values of sitting in neutral position. Part 1. Small changes in sitting position. Figure 2. Overview of the results for the small changes in sitting position. The black line at 100% indicates the perfusion during sitting in neutral position, reference value. The results of the small changes in sitting position are shown in figure. The small changes show an increase in superficial oxygenation and flow and in deep flow, but not in deep oxygenation. The three tilt angles are only significant different from neutral position for superficial blood flow, 1 degree T, 9 equals 2.308 P equals 0.046. 2 degree T, 9 equals 2.616 P equals 0.028. 3 degree T, 9 equals 2.962 P equals 0.016. And no significant difference was shown between the three tilt angles. Part 2. Dynamic motion in reclined position. Figure 3. Overview of the results of the reclined position and the dynamic motion in reclined position. The black line at 100% indicates the perfusion during sitting in neutral position, reference value. The results of the reclined position and the dynamic motions, open and neutral backrest position, are shown in figure 3. The reclined position shows an increase in oxygenation and a significant increase in blood flow, superficial T, 9 equals 3.508 P equals 0.007, deep T, 9 equals 2.656 P equals 0.026, compared to a neutral sitting position, black reference line. The dynamic motions show a further increase in perfusion, especially for the conditions with an open backrest angle, see Table 1. Table 1. Statistical results of Part 2 dynamic motions in reclined position compared to sitting in neutral position. Discussion. Difference with neutral position, T, 9, p-value. Superficial oxygenation, normal, 42.0, 1.964, 0.081. Open, 47.3, 2.004, 0.076. Superficial blood flow, normal, 56.2, 4.395, 0.002. Open, 90.6, 3.671, 0.005. Deep oxygenation, normal, 9.4, 3.278, 0.010. Open, 12.9, 2.628, 0.027. Deep blood flow, normal, 50.5, 2.434, 0.038. Open, 76.1, 2.887, 0.018. The goal of this study was to investigate whether small changes in seating position have a positive effect on skin vitality. Previous studies have shown that tilting angles of 30 degrees or more increase skin perfusion and adequately change the location of peak pressure, Henderson et al. 1994, Jan et al. 2010, Sohn and Blum and Spriegel, 2011. But these motions do interfere with daily and social activities and are therefore not feasible in daily life. In this study, the changes in seating posture were very small, total range from 2 degrees to 6 degree tilt backwards, allowing the person to continue daily activities as the trunk and head remained in an upright position. Overall, we can conclude that these small changes in seating position increase tissue viability in healthy and young subjects. Most increase was seen in the superficial oxygenation and superficial blood flow, and to a much lesser degree in the deeper measurements, max 8 mm depth. Furthermore, we expected that larger tilt angles would result in a more positive effect on skin vitality, but this was not indicated. This could be related to the shape of the tubera, Lindergans et al. 2008, with the tilt, the peak pressure under the tubera shifts backwards and depend on the curvature and shape of the tuber, a larger or smaller tilt could be more beneficial. The addition of a dynamic motion, a rocking motion, to the static reclined position resulted in a large increase in skin vitality, superficially and deeper in the tissue. increasing the recline angle. The angle between backrest and seat shows a clear effect on skin vitality. The increase in tissue viability due to recline could be twofold. Firstly, it leads to a larger hip angle, allowing easier blood flow through the larger arteries deep in the pelvis. Secondly, a larger recline changes the relative location to the heart, allowing for better circulation. But the downside of recline could be an increase in low shear stress due to movement between trunk and lower extremities. Asayuyi, Lucost, Undancero, 2001, Goosens, Snitchers, Holscher, Hirons, and Holman, 1997, Hobson, 1992. Future work will comprise extension of this research to an elderly population, as age is considered as a risk factor for tissue injury due to an increase in skin stiffness and changes in cardiovascular capacity and microcirculation. Daly and Odland, 1979. Conclusion. We can carefully conclude from this study that small tilts backwards have a positive effect on tissue viability. But as the tissue is not completely offloaded, the timing for these changes in posture will be crucial. We expect that the small tilts should be performed more often than the current guideline for changing position. Keeping in mind the sitting behavior of healthy subjects, who on average change position every 8 minutes, could be of guidance. References. Asayuyi, R. Lucost, M., and Dancero, J. 2001. Analysis of sliding and pressure distribution during a repositioning of persons in a simulator chair. IEEE Transactions on Neural Systems and Rehabilitation Engineering, 92-215-224. Coleman, S., Gorecki, C., Nelson, E., A., Kloss, S., J., D. Floor, T., Halfens, R., Nixon, J. 2013. Patient Risk Factors for Pressure Ulcer Development. Systematic Review. International Journal of Nursing Studies. 57, 974-1003. Daly, C. H., and Odland, G. F. 1979. Age-related changes in the mechanical properties of human skin. Journal of Investigative Dermatology, 73-1, 84-87. Goosens, R. H. M., Snitchers, C. J. Holscher, T. G. Hirons, W. C. W., and Holman, A. E. 1997. Shear stress measured on beds and wheelchairs. Scandinavian Journal of Rehabilitation Medicine, 29-3, 131-136. Hamilton, M. T. Healy, G. N. Dunson, D. W. Zderek, T. W. and Owen, N. 2008. Too little exercise and too much sitting, inactivity physiology and the need for new recommendations on sedentary behavior. Current cardiovascular risk reports, 24, 292-298. Henderson, J. L. Price, S. H. Brandstater, M. E. and Manduk, B. R. 1994. Efficacy of 3 measures to relieve pressure in seated persons with spinal cord injury. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 75-5, 535-9. Hobson, D. A. 1992. Comparative Effects of Posture on Pressure and Shear at the Body-Seat Interface. The Journal of Rehabilitation Research and Development, 29-4, 21. Jen, YK. Jones, M. Rabadney, M. Foreman, R. and Thiessen, A. 2010. Effect of Wheelchair Tilt in Space and Recline Angles on Skin Perfusion over the Ischial Tuberosity in People with Spinal Cord Injury. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 91-11, 1758-1764. Linder, Gens, E., Shabshin, N., Ichkak, Y., Yasar, Z., Sievner, I., and Jeffin, A. 2008. Strains and stresses in subdermal tissues of the buttocks are greater in paraplegics than in healthy during sitting. Journal of Biomechanics, 41-3, 567-80. NPUAP and EPUAP. 2009. European Pressure Ulcer Advisory Panel and National Pressure Ulcer Advisory Panel. Prevention and Treatment of Pressure Ulcers. Quick Reference Guide. Washington, D.C. National Pressure Ulcer Advisory Panel. Owen, N., Healy, G., N., Matthews, C., E., and Dunstan, D., W. 2010. Too Much Sitting. The Population Health Science of Sedentary Behavior. Exercise and Sport Sciences Reviews. 38-3, 105-13. Rienalda, J., Geffen, P., Netterhand, M., Janik, M., Igzerman, M., and Riedman, H. 2009. Analysis of Healthy Sitting Behavior. Interface Pressure Distribution and Subcutaneous Tissue Oxygenation. Journal of Rehabilitation Research and Development. 46-5, 577-586. Rienalda, J., Van Geffen, P., Snuoke, G., Janik, M., and Riedman, H. 2010. Effects of Dynamic Sitting Interventions on Tissue Oxygenation in Individuals with Spinal Cord Disorders. Spinal Cord, 48-4, 336-341. Sonnenblom, S., E., and Spriegel, S., H. 2011. The Impact of Tilting on Blood Flow and Localized Tissue Loading. Journal of Tissue Viability, 21, 313. Van Geffen, P., Rienalda, J., Veltink, P., H., and Koltman, B., F., J., M. 2008. Effects of Sagittal Postural Adjustments on Seat Reaction Load. Journal of Biomechanics, 4110, 2237-2245. Van Uffelen, J., G., Z., Wang, J., Chow, J., Y., van der Ploeg, H., P., Riphagen, I., Gilson, N., D., Brown, W., J., 2010. Occupational Sitting and Health Risks. A Systematic Review. American Journal of Preventive Medicine, 39-4, 379-388. Whitmore, R., 1998. Pressure Reduction Support Surfaces, a review of the literature. Journal of Wound, Ostomy and Continence Nursing, 25-1, 625. Wilmot, E., G., Edwardson, C., L., Ashana, F., A., Davies, M., J., Gorley, T., Gray, L., J., Biddle, S., J., H., 2012. Sedentary Time in Adults and the Association with Diabetes, Cardiovascular Disease and Death, Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis. Diabetologa, 5511, 2895-2905. Acknowledgement. This research is supported by the Dutch Technology Foundation STW, which is part of the Netherlands Organization for Scientific Research, NWO, and which is partly funded by the Ministry of Economic Affairs, 12,673, and by the REAP, Regionale Economische Actie Programma, from the MRE, Metropool Regio Eindhoven. Conflictive INTERESET. There are no commercial relationships which may lead to a conflict of interest with any of the authors.